News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Three members of the same family have been killed in a knife attack in rural County Louth. The victims have been named as Louise and Mark O'Connor and their son Evan. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security editor. Conor, this is obviously a very tragic and very sensitive case, but what do we know so far?
Absolutely, Ciara. I mean, absolutely awful case and very unusual that three people would be killed in the same incident in Ireland. What we know is that a caller to the property in the area of Drumgowna, which is about 5 kilometres from Tallentown in County Louth, a caller to the property at around 10 o'clock yesterday morning came across the remains of these three people, Mark and Louise O'Connor and their son Evan, who had special needs. So the alarm was raised straight away. Gardaí rushed to the scene, including the armed response unit, because there were fears that the suspect was in the area and that he was armed. Now, when Gardaí arrived, they obviously confirmed that the three victims were dead. And the suspect for these killings was about 1 kilometre away on foot. He appears to have been walking around in the area for quite some time yesterday morning before the alarm was raised. He even stopped some local people and asked them, could he get a lift into Tallentown? So it appears that these killings took place some hours before the alarm was raised. Obviously, the suspect was detained at the scene by Gardaí. He is still being held. He can be questioned for up to 24 hours without charge. So we expect word on either him being freed or being charged by probably the very latest today at about 6 p.m. And really, Gardaí are now trying to establish the timeline of what happened here and why this man would want to kill sure. the O'Connors. He is known to them.
To the guards.
Let's say Gardaí. No, to the family.
Okay.
He had previous interactions with the Gardaí as well. So, as I say, Gardaí just trying to work out exactly the timeline here and why this has happened.
I believe the guards have some medical concerns around the suspect as well.
Yeah, certainly he has had previous interactions with Gardaí. He has a history of mental health issues. How extreme they are, we don't know, but he certainly has been treated in the past. And that is obviously one avenue that Gardaí are exploring, you know, his state of mind at the time of the killings and whether, you know, that had an influence on his actions. So he was treated while he was in Garda custody yesterday. So that would have delayed his interview sessions for a period of time. And we understand that he also took a break overnight. So he will be questioned again today. And we do expect word of criminal charges in the coming hours.
And Conor, obviously, complete shock in the local community.
Absolutely. I mean, I spoke to several local people up there yesterday. You know, this was a really popular family. They'd lived there for years. Mark and Louise O'Connor had celebrated their 33rd wedding anniversary on the 12th of September. And in June, they had also celebrated paying off their last payment on their mortgage. So this was a couple who, you know, they were very active in the local area. Mark was, he was an athlete. He took place in the local park runs off and brought his family to them. Louise was very active in, you know, local activities and this, and she spent a lot of time raising funds for charity, also promoting the idea of volunteering abroad. She also cared for her son, Evan, who had special needs. So a really well-regarded family locally, and certainly from the people I spoke to yesterday, you know, they were very popular people, very well-regarded. They were described as people who would, you know, help anybody,
yeah.
do anybody a favour and so on. So, you know, a lot of shock in that area yesterday morning.
No doubt. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Conor Lally, their Irish Times crime and security editor.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.